It's Wednesday, July 2nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Senate Republicans hauled President Trump's big tax breaks and spending cuts bill to passage Tuesday by the narrowest of margins, pushing past opposition from Democrats and their own GOP ranks after a turbulent overnight session. The outcome capped an unusually tense weekend of work at the Capitol, the president's signature legislative priority teetering on the edge of approval or collapse. In the end, that tally was 50-50, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. The difficulty for Republicans, who have the majority in Congress, to wrestle the bill to this point is not expected to let up. The package now goes back to the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana had warned senators not to overhaul what his chamber had already approved. But the Senate did make changes, particularly to Medicaid, risking more problems ahead. House GOP leaders vowed to put it on Mr. Trump's desk by his July 4th deadline. It's a pivotal moment for the president and his party as they have been consumed by the 940-page One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which was its formal title before Democrats filed an amendment to strip out the name. Republicans invested their political capital in delivering on their sweep of power in Washington. In world news, prosecutors in northern Mexico's Sinaloa state are investigating the discovery of 20 bodies with gunshot wounds, including 5 that were decapitated, on a bridge over a federal highway. Local media reported that a message was also found hanging over the bridge in Culiacan. The prosecutor's office told CNN it had no comment on the message but would investigate. Sinaloa Secretary General Feliciano Castro Melendez called the case a regrettable situation and said it was part of the violence and insecurity that Sinaloa is experiencing. Since 2024, Culiacan had been the epicenter of armed clashes between rival factions of the Sinaloa cartel. Two of the most prominent factions are La Maiza, which is loyal to the cartel's alleged co-founder Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and Los Chapitos, which is loyal to the sons of former drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Meanwhile, the Constitutional Court's suspension of Thai Prime Minister Paetongtarn Shinawatra has raised questions about whether her family's political comeback last year would end with another downfall. Paetongtarn was the third prime minister in her family after her father, Thaksin Shinawatra, a telecom billionaire who has been one of Thailand's top political operators, and her aunt, Yingluck Shinawatra, who was the country's first female prime minister. Thaksin was ousted by a military coup in 2006 and Yingluck by a court ruling in 2014. Thaksin remained beloved after his ouster among voters who saw in him and his allies a government that looked after their interests. While campaigning in 2022, Paetongtarn acknowledged her family ties but insisted she was not her father's proxy. "It's not the shadow of my dad. I am my dad's daughter, always and forever, but I have my own decisions," she said. Paetongtarn was suspended Tuesday by the court, pending an ethics investigation about a leaked phone call with senior Cambodian leader Hun Sen that was perceived as damaging to Thailand's interests and image. Back in the U.S., two Chinese nationals have been charged with spying inside the United States on behalf of Beijing, including by taking photographs of a naval base, coordinating a cash dead drop, and participating in efforts to recruit members of the military who they thought might be open to working for Chinese intelligence. The case, filed in federal court in San Francisco and unsealed Monday, is the latest Justice Department prosecution to target what officials say are active efforts by the Chinese government to secretly collect intelligence about American military capabilities, a practice laid bare in startling fashion 2 years ago with China's launching of a surveillance balloon that U.S. officials ultimately shot down over the coast of South Carolina. In a statement, Attorney General Pam Bondi said, quote, "The Justice Department will not stand by while hostile nations embed spies in our country," end quote. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.